How's it, guys? My name is Sean Holland, and on the podcast today, I have my colleague Nayo Sekati. Hello, Nayo. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Today, we are going to chat about the Red Bull Shai Moto event that happened this past weekend. So, this was Nayo's first time going to the Red Bull event, but it was her second time being at the Wheels and Smoke venue, where the event was hosted. Nayo, give us a little recollection of your experience this past weekend, and then compare it to the first time that you'd ever been to Wheels and Smoke.
This time it was huge. It was awesome. I think they had about 4,000 people there, and you know, it was a vibe. It was crazy. And the first time I went, there weren't so many people there. There were actually few people, but the experience was totally different. With Red Bull, when we had a huge stage, lights, music. And the first time I went there, actually, there was no stage, there was no lights, you know. It was just a normal competition, and we all left the Red home.
So what did you think about the sport overall? How was the competition between the spinners?
It was great. The adrenaline. And the audience also takes part. You know, we got to vote. The hype also boosted confidence for the drivers. And, you know, when the cars are spinning and BMW brought out their own cars, new cars, the crowd went crazy. It was a hype. It was great.
Now, speaking about the bands, I really love the way Red Bull incorporated technology into the whole event, using LED lights on a wristband that the fans used to vote. So you actually had to choose either the red color or the blue color for your favorite spinner, and that's how the audience's vote was chosen. And I really love that. Red Bull have really been making big steps in the industry. Tell us a little about the entertainment when the spinners weren't performing.
With the entertainment, there was a DJ. He was lit. He got us all crazy. The MC, my God. There were two MCs, and they also played their part. It was great.
Yeah, I know Vic and Anele Zondo did an amazing job in keeping the crowd entertained. And then for the live audience, they had commentators. Commentators also did quite a good job. What can you tell us about the winner, the winning round, the final round? It was Austin versus Sam.
Sam played his part. He took out the guitar. He gave us a performance. It wasn't only about spinning. It was the performance he gave us. Well, he stood out because he came out with his guitar and started playing it with the vibrations of the car. It was awesome. Hence, he won. And people got crazy, started throwing their wristbands in the arena because they were like, Sam is the one.
Yeah, I know. Sam really deserved that win. This is the second time that he's won it, and he's the first spinner to win the competition back-to-back, winning the 2021 edition and now the 2022 edition. Mm-hmm. So Sam Sam's fans were really happy that he won. Austin could have done better in the final. Unfortunately, he bumped two of the target slides, and that may have counted against his score. But Sam was also so original with his stunts. How did you like that stunt when he jumped out of the boot in the quarterfinals?
Yes, see, we all went crazy. That's the thing, because this is also a family sport. So I went there with my 10-year-old daughter. And she also called crazy. It was awesome. She started screaming. She had no clue who was spinning at that time, but she went crazy. She lost it. And when Sam came up, and we all went, Sam, okay, it was Austin. We're like, Austin. And then with Sam, we're like, Sam. She was like, Sam, with the performances. And that's the thing, that it's a family-orientated thing. When I went there first, I thought it was limited, you know, for adults. But when I got there, I got to experience it, and I was like, actually, it's a good thing for kids. They get to learn about a new sport that it's also not. People tend to think spinning tends to be negative, but this time I showed her that it's not negative. It's actually a sport that people can enjoy, and she can also take part and follow that route if she wants to go that route.
No, totally. Hey, a lot of people think that spinning came from gangsterism, and it's a criminal activity. And it's not anymore. We have many legal venues around the country, Wheels and Smoke being one of the biggest legal venues because they have the backing of Motorsport South Africa. So they can host some of the biggest events there, such as the Red Bull Shai Moto event.
Yes,
and you see families there, even the spinners.
Yes.
They are families. It's a father, a mother, a daughter, a brother. They come there together and it brings us all together because we meet all these amazing friends from around South Africa.
She was happy to see Michaela, actually.
Yeah, Kayla was the only girl there this year. One of the only girls that's able to compete against guys at this level. And unfortunately, she was knocked out. She didn't have the best day at the event, but we still have mad respect for Kayla and what she's doing by representing the ladies. It would have been nice to see her win, though, you know.
But she tried her best. And that's the part that's what we need to promote, that sometimes losing doesn't mean you're a failure. Losing means just that it's just a competition, but you are one of the winners because you participated and she gave it her all, and we are proud. And she's also one of my favorites, by the way.
No, that's great to hear. So our judges for the night were the legendary Jeff James, who comes from Soweto, been spinning for years. And we had Magesh Indaba, who comes from the East Rand in Kwatema, and Shahim Bell was there from from Cape Town, and he's a firefighter, and it shows you that even a firefighter loves the sport, the adrenaline that the sport gives off. We also had a surprise judge there, Cabello from TKZ. He was our fourth judge, and the crowd was the fifth judge, and that is how the winner was chosen. It wasn't only by our usual three judges. Fans had their say, and Cabello, who has nothing, no affiliation to the sport, also came and gave his opinion. And that shows that Red Bull's trying to change things, because we had a lot of fans complaining about the same judges, and you know, but obviously this year they brought in some new flavor, new judges, new criteria. There were some new obstacles as well, like that caterpillar that you mentioned. And then the target slide, we had the makeout corner, which was one of your favorites, right? And the event, like you say, was sponsored by big guys such as BMW and Puma. And it's great to see such big companies finally coming on board and embracing this originally South African sport, you know. But Nayo, thank you so much for coming into the studio and chatting to us about your experience. I'm glad to hear that your daughter enjoyed it. And I hope that this won't be the last time we see you at the spinning arena.
No, sir. It's definitely not the last time.
Thank you, audience, for joining us and listening to our podcast. We're going to try and have weekly podcasts around the spinning industry. It's not only going to be Red Bull Shai Moto. We're going to bring you what is spinning. We're going to tell you what the obstacles are. We're also going to have some debates as to whether spinning is a sport or not. So if you guys enjoy this type of content, please do like the podcast and share it with all your friends and family. Cheers.